This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're out with the second wave of our Marketplace Edison Research poll this week, how you're feeling about the economy and why. One of the questions we asked this time was about gas prices and how much cheap gas is helping you personal economy-wise. Overall, more than a quarter of people said it's helping a lot. So we sent Marketplace's Andy Euler off to find out where that money that people is saving is going.
I ended up chatting with Diane Lim, you know, because she understands this stuff as Vice President of Economic Research at the Committee for Economic Development in D.C. And you know what she told me she did the last time she got gas?
I posted on Facebook.
That's right. She took a picture of the price per gallon, $1.03, and ended up filling her tank for less than $10.
Just like I share, you know, excitement over other things in my life, I said, hey, this is a postable moment.
It's one of those moments, even if you're an economist who studies these things. Lim also says this sort of savings is a lot different than, say, your income tax return because it's immediate. Gas prices are in your face every time you drive. So you essentially comparison shop while you're getting to where you're going.
Because it comes in small amounts every day, people are more likely to spend it in small amounts every day on other things. So, you know, maybe they buy an extra Starbucks coffee, or maybe they buy another drink during happy hour.
But Lim says she'd be cautious declaring that people are spending the money they're saving on gas on things like going out to eat. There's been a general trend of people spending more money on eating out for years, especially among young people. Lim also admits that she's in a good spot herself and doesn't really have to worry about money. But a lot of the folks who participated in our poll do. Almost 40% of the young people we talked to said lower gas prices helped them out a lot. Glenn Garris is a 22-year-old hotel bellboy in Phoenix, Arizona. He gets paid by the hour, makes a little more than minimum wage. He and his girlfriend live with his parents.
With the budget around everything we want to do, we want to go on trips, but then we have to see how much it's going to cost altogether before we can actually start planning to take the trip. So it kind of makes it a little bit harder on minimum wage.
Garris says he notices gas savings because he can actually do more things and enjoy his road trips. More hourly employees, compared with those who work on salary, said lower gas prices help their budgets a lot. Jerome Cullison is 29 and works for a landscaping company in Phoenix. He says he drives about 30 miles to work every day, so it directly affects the money he takes home.
I'm just a regular person that does a daily job. So I get paid to get there, do my job, and then leave. If you can't afford gas, how are you supposed to get to work? $4 a gallon compared to $2 for a gallon of gas is a big, huge difference. You know, I'm just a normal, average American.
Depending on how you get paid and how you get there makes a big difference in what low gas prices mean for a normal, average American. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.